This is called To Whoever Set My Truck on Fire. But let us be friends a while, and understand our differences are small, and that they float like dust in sunny rooms. And let us settle into the good work of being strangers, simply, who have something to say in the middle of the night. For you have said something that interests me, something of flames, footsteps, and the hard, heavy charge of an engine gunning away into the June cool of 4 in the morning here in West Virginia, where last night I woke to the sound of a door slamming, 5 or 6 fading footsteps, and through the window saw my impossible truck, bright orange, like a maverick sun, and ran I did, panicked in my underwear, bobbling the dumb extinguisher, too complex, it seemed, for putting out fires, and so grabbed the skillet and jumped about like one needing to piss while a faucet like honey issued its slow, sweet water. And you, I noticed then, were watching from your idling car, far enough away I could not make your plate number, but you could see me, half naked, figuring out the puzzle of a fire, 30 seconds from a dream never to be remembered, while the local chaos of a growing fire crackled through the books and boots burning in my truck. You bastard, you watched as I sprayed finally the flames with a garden hose under the moon. And yes, I cut what was surely a ridiculous figure there, and worsened it later that morning, after the bored police drove home lazily, and I stalked the road in front of my house with an axe in my hand, and walked into the road after every car to memorize the plates of who might have done this. LB7329, NT7663, and you may have passed by. I don't know. You may have passed by as I committed the innocent numbers of neighbors to memory, and maybe you were miles away, and I, like the woodsman of fairy tales, threatened all with my bright axe shining with the evil joy of vengeance and mad hunger to bring harm, heavy harm, to the coward who did this. And if I find you, my friend, I promise you I will lay the sharp blade deep into your body until the humid, grabbing hands of what must be death have mercy and take you away from the constant, murderous swinging my mind makes, my words make, swinging down on your body. And may your children weep 1,000 tears at your small and bewildered grave.